Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
Hi, this is Louis Lester Jr. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on the station at the usual time. We will welcome Carolyn Hennessy of General Hospital, plus we'll play part two of our conversation with television writer and producer Paul Robert Coyle. We hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, Chuck Carter is with us as we round out this week's program with an encore presentation of our conversation with actor Robert Hooks. Robert Hooks, star of Trouble Man, Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, and the groundbreaking ABC police drama NYPD, produced by David Susskind. You mentioned the show that you starred in, that Susskind produced, NYPD, the very first network police drama with the official imprimatur of the New York City Police Department. And before we called you, Robert, I took a look at some of the episodes, and it's very gritty. It's semi-documentary, and it really, I mean, it holds up today.
Well, it does, and it certainly held up then. And you know, all the cases from NYPD were actual cases from the files of the New York Police Department. There was no, you know, they were all of those stories, and Susskind got writers to just pull those files and write screenplays out of them, and that's, but it was, and we shot the whole thing on the streets of New York, 80% of it on the streets of New York. We had our studio down in the East Village, where you had to climb over homeless people to get into the building, but it was a nitty-gritty show, and I was fortunate to be one of the stars of the show, along with Jack Warden and Frank Converse. And we had so much fun shooting that show.
Jack Warden, he's always been one of my favorite performers. And I understand he was one of your mentors as an actor.
Okay. He certainly was one of the dearest friends, and I learned a lot. But no, I was acting long before I met Jack. Jack Warden was, first of all, Jack Warden is one of the great actors that I've worked with. Mm-hmm. But he was also one of the funniest human beings that I ever met in my life. He had us on that set laughing all the time, even though we were doing great serious drama. Mm-hmm. He just kept us in stitches all the time. He would do things like we'd shoot a scene, and then they would do a close-up. You know, you shoot the master, mm-hmm. you shoot over mm-hmm. the shoulder, and then mm-hmm. you shoot close-ups. And whenever we would do our close-ups, Jack would be off camera, of course, and give, you know, feeding our lines, you know, and we do the same. You know how it works. Mm-hmm. Anyway, mm-hmm. Jack had this thing where he would take his eyes, the lids of his eyes, he would turn the lids of his eyes up where you would just see pink. And it was this craziest thing. And he would stand off stage doing his lines with his eyes. With his eyes, he also did other things too that we can't talk about on radio. But Jack Warden was a very funny man. But he inspired me, yes. But no, I was acting and had worked a lot. You know, I mean, he was not a mentor in that sense. He was just a dear friend and a colleague, but not a mentor. Douglas Turner Ward was a mentor. Mm-hmm. Lonnie Elder was a mentor. And there are a couple of people early on in my life, but no, Jack was just a dear, dear friend and a colleague and an acting colleague.
Robert, that's Jack Warden. Please tell us your memories or impressions of working with Frank Converse, your co-star.
It was wonderful. He and I had worked in a movie together, Otto Preminger film, together. And when we did NYPD, I got to tell you that the original NYPD was done, and they loved the pilot. We just shot the pilot, right?
Mm-hmm.
They loved the pilot. They didn't like anything else about the show. They didn't like my co-star, whose name was Robert Vajero, and they didn't like anything else about the thing. So they kept me. They brought in a veteran, and they needed a veteran, mm-hmm. and that was Jack Warden.
Mm-hmm.
And then they needed this blonde hunk,
Yeah.
And there was Frank Converse, who was a stage actor like myself.
Mm-hmm.
And we hit it off real quick because we were stage actors. We were, you know, we talked theater all the time, even when we were shooting film. But he was just wonderful to work with, and I met, you know, we were very close. He and his family, his wife and his two kids, and it was wonderful working with the two of them. We were something else together. We were something else together on that show. But it was great working with Frank Converse. I don't know where Frank is today. He was living in Connecticut and doing like regional theater in Connecticut. But he kind of like did not pursue acting for film that much, and so I know he did a lot of stage, and he still may be doing stage. Of course, Jack's gone, but
yes.
It was wonderful working with Frank.
On the line with us is Robert Hooks. Robert Hooks, co-founder of the Negro Ensemble Company and the DC Black Repertory Company, and the first African-American actor to star in a network TV drama, which Robert did when he starred in the original NYPD series on ABC in 1967. This is something I did not know about because I always associated her with Room 222, but I understand that Denise Nicholas had a recurring role on NYPD.
Yes, she played my wife, and it's funny because we were doing, when we were shooting NYPD, we were also in the middle of our productions at the Negro Ensemble Company, and I was doing NYPD during the day, going on lunchtime because the NEC office was maybe five blocks up Second Avenue. I'd go there, and then in the evening, I would go to my Broadway play. I was doing a Broadway musical at the time. So, Denise played my wife on NYPD, and she was wonderful. But during that time, when we were shooting NYPD, I was working, running the Negro Ensemble Company.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we had the greatest staff in the world,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't have to be there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug was there. But also, I was doing a Broadway play. I would go to the theater, and they'd have this, I'd have this masseuse throw me up on a table and beat me up, and then I'd go out on stage and do the play.
Multitasking even then.
Even then. I mean, you know, a television series during the day, a Broadway play at night, and then the Negro Ensemble Company in between. Denise Nicholas was one of the members of our ensemble company, and we were also an item as well. But she played my wife, and she was just gorgeous in it. If you ever see some of those episodes that she was in, God, she's gorgeous.
She's still gorgeous today.
Yeah, yes, she is. Yes, she is. And we see each other all the time.
Oh, that's
nice. She lives out here, and we see each other a lot because we're NEC. We're the Negro Ensemble Company. There are four of us out here. The rest of them are in New York. The rest of them are not gone. A lot of them are gone.
We're talking to actor, producer, and cultural architect Robert Hooks. You can hear more of our conversation with Robert on the TV Confidential podcast, among other things. Robert takes us behind the scenes of the iconic blaxploitation film Trouble Man, while also sharing a few memories of his friend,
Marvin Gaye. You can find our conversation with Robert Hooks on the TV Confidential podcast, wherever podcasts are found. That'll do it for our program this week, folks. Ed Robertson, Baffa, Tony Figueroa, and Donna Allen, Phil Grice, and Greg Erbar, thank you so much for joining us. Stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon slash spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
45 years of the Rockford Files, revised, third edition. The complete history of the Rockford Files on television, now completely updated with more than 20 new interviews, additional photographs, and a whole lot more. 45 years of the Rockford Files, available now at rockford45.com, rockford45.com.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.